Good evening and welcome to Rex Hunt's Fishing World on FreoW via 4PBC in Brisbane. It's 11 degrees in Melbourne and 20 degrees in balmy Brisbane. Well, tonight, having just spoken to an audience of football fans at the Brisbane Lions Football Club at the Gabba, I am, of course, just back from the United Kingdom. And as many of you were aware, I went straight into a weekend of football. However, now I've had time to take a breath, I can reflect on my trip. I did not realise the world was so big. London was breathtaking in its busyness, and for the sheer weight of people numbers, it is really quite staggering. As many of you are aware, my fishing program on television goes to 109 countries, including Europe and the United Kingdom. Now, I already knew that we had a few followers abroad, but to physically experience the response in Britain was quite amazing. Right from the start, the people at the Heathrow Airport were onto us. Oxford Street, the main drag, will never be the same with the yibbity yibbity cry going down near Selfridges. And what about the guy in the Cambridge coffee shop? He got onto me and he was a tourist from the Netherlands. I feel I want to share these experiences with you people who've been with me for so long. You've seen me rise above being a local reporter trying to get fishing on radio and television into what I am today. An internationally recognised angler representing this country and singing its praises. But it hasn't always been like that. You know that. Most of you know only too well what a struggle it has been. But as I said in my message to you on June 13, the fact that it has been tough makes it all the more worthwhile. As John Kennedy, the famous Hawthorne coach and now commissioner of the AFL, once said, the top of the mountain is the reason for climbing it in the first place. You people know me well enough by now to know that I'm not here to really pump my own ego up. I'm here to inspire lesser people to do their best. If we all look back, nothing worthwhile has ever been achieved without setbacks, some pain, some tears, and a bloody lot of hard work. I've never seen a death certificate state, death by hard work. Bundy bundy, yes, but not by hard work. By now, you'll be right onto the fact that you have floored me, totally floored me with your response to my address to the nation a few weeks ago. And despite the fact that we have sent hundreds of copies out, many people wanted me to let rip again. So I suppose we can do it. For those who did not get into the drift before, this editorial was inspired by a comment from a loser that I was lucky because I was Rex Hunt. So folks, start your engines and your tape recorders because, yibbity yibbida, here we go. Everybody knows that the tall poppy syndrome is alive and well in this country. When you travel overseas, you'll see that other countries have a far greater appreciation for achievers than we do here in Australia. However, it seems in Australia, successful people, instead of being admired, are subjected to petty jealousy from a minority of people who just cannot bear someone else's success. Now, John Laws recently said that people who want to tear you down the most are those that have failed where you have succeeded. These people are very bitter because they believe that your position should be theirs without the work. The true joy of life is doing what you love, doing well. We can all do something in this life as well, if not better, than others. You must identify this skill and use it to your advantage. The best work in life is that work which is done with passion and a real commitment to achieving your chosen goal. If a man doesn't keep up with the others, it might be that he hears a different beat from the drummer. Believe me, people who don't follow the well-worn paths of life and venture into the unknown territory can have fantastic rewards. Many of us, and I'm a great example, have spent far too much time trying to please others in my life. Trying to do what someone else wants you to do is not the way to achieve in this life. Besides, you've all heard it, haven't you? You can please some of the people some of the time. Yibbity yibbida, folks, you know the rest. When I played in the golden years of the Richmond Football Club, the excitement and rewards were magnificent. We were the best team in the competition because our record shows that. 30 years on, those days linger in my mind. But the lessons that I learnt, like spirit and the hard work ethic and the will to do my best at every opportunity, have been with me ever since and have been instrumental in me reaching my present position. We all have to take responsibility for our lives. The true joy of life is achieving what you set out to do. This is the opportunity that so many people have right in front of them. But so many don't recognise the chance because it may be dressed in overalls or disguised as hard work or effort. That's why I try to inspire the kids to have a go. At least try. There's no harm in failing. The only harm is if you didn't give it your best shot, kids. The most frustrating thing that I see around the place is so many brilliant people sitting around moping and whinging about things so petty and things so easily fixed. My message, kids, is simple. Do what you want to do, be what you want to be. Yeah, it's a song, but it's true. Just because you're not top of the class doesn't mean you can't buy the school. I look back at my younger years and I can see clearly the brilliant students and the classic footballers. Fair dinkum, if I played 200 games of league football, some of these kids should have played 1,000. Potential is a nasty word. Along the journey of life, talent is not enough. And as Kieran Perkins said, the world is full of educated derelicts, and nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Great character is built from adversity. You must have a burning desire to achieve, even under stress and difficulty. Remember the old cliches, tall oak trees from one seed grow. A long journey commences with one small step. No job is too big when you divide it into smaller jobs. The stink of failure and fear is also essential to make sure you keep your eye on your goal. And remember, nothing worthwhile has ever been achieved without blood, sweat, tears and a lot of hard toil. The constant focus on your goals and the burning desire to win, together with the glorious uncertainty and adrenaline that comes with having a go, are the true joys of life. Not sitting on your butt knocking others while rolling a fat cigarette and waiting for the next handout, bitching that the world will not dedicate itself to making you happy. Success in life to some is how much money you have. Well, I don't subscribe to that. I know plenty of sad sacks that could buy and sell me with the blink of an eyelid. The only time money meant something to me and Lynn was when we had none. I'll never ever forget the time the bank wanted my house. My success is spending my life the way I want to spend it, and that surely is the true meaning of life. I believe we should not be a servant to anyone's authority, no matter what walk of life we're from. If life's not good enough, change it. Get out and have a go. The worst thing that can happen is that you fall over. So what? It's not the end. Get up and go again. Yibbida yibbida is death, and that's the end of everything, in my mind anyway. The thing to do with your life is the thing you do best. Never do something just to please others. There are no consequences for them if you fail. Besides, most of the standover dopes of my time are now nothing anyway. And boy, do they deserve it. No one has a right to make you feel inferior without your say-so. You have no idea what a poor opinion I had of myself as a kid, and now I realise how little I deserved it. So kids, stand up for your rights. To thyself be true. Warm to yourself and others will follow suit. I want to inspire you to dream, to build, to plan, to reach your goal in your chosen field. Doing it your way. And you should all have the right to sink or swim doing it the way that you want to. We've got to encourage them along the way. Give them some rope. Let them fall. Pick them up. Encourage them to go again. What is the use of being a parent if you can't help your kids? What are we here for anyway? My success is daring to be myself. Despite the knockers, I press on. And folks, if they only knew how it inspired me to greater heights, they surely wouldn't give me such a valuable gift. Such a reason to do well. And while I'm driven by desire for success in my chosen field, I must admit I get great satisfaction out of proving lightweights wrong. Losers who've never done anything but knock. And I'm delighted to announce there's never been a monument erected to the memory of a critic. They just prey on someone to fall over. And when asked to make a positive contribution to society, they let you down. Every time, without fail. Self-belief is my most valued possession. I do not choose to be a common man. I do what suits me, what I'm comfortable with. I answer only to myself. I seek opportunity, not comfort and security. I take the calculated risk. I thrive on the thrill of the moment and the invigorating feeling that the challenge gives me. The misinformed idea that success spoils people by making them bigoted, rude, intolerant and big-headed is incorrect. On the contrary, in most cases, successful people are considerate, humble and kind towards less fortunate people. Failure and jealousy make people cruel and bitter. Successful people in life work hard, damned hard. They grasp at every opportunity. They realise that if they believe in something hard enough, eventually it will happen. Now, long after I'm dead and forgotten, it won't matter what house I lived in, what car I drove, or the size of my bank balance. What might matter is that during my time in fishing, and the example that I set to others was important in the life of a kid, my kid Matthew, who hands these ideals down to his kids, and then those down to the other kids. And 100 years from now, I dream that a father and his son will catch a mighty big snapper in Port Phillip Bay. And perhaps, just perhaps, they might remember the fat kid from Mordialloc High School who kissed a fish and let it go. They might also remember the same kid standing up to the thugs in the scallop industry who thought their standover tactics would work again. They didn't. I am prepared to go even further with anyone or group who dares to threaten the existence and future of fishing and families and the unlawful damage of the delicate environment that goes with fishing. The thing to do with your life is the thing you do best. The sin is not to do what you were meant to do. Last week, that fat kid was in Cambridge, 2 hours out of London. A bloke came up and said he enjoyed my show. He gave me a business card. The address was the Netherlands. This is dizzy stuff, folks, but I'm sure you, my loyal listeners, can understand that that's not what this is all about. This is about setting an example to the kids. No matter what, no matter what, we're all good at something. Recognize it now and go for it. If I can do it, so can you. And in the words of Theodore Roosevelt, the famous American president, far better it is to dare mighty and impossible things even checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor souls who neither suffer nor enjoy much at all. They live in the world of mediocrity, in the grey twilight that knows not victory nor defeat. Have a go, kids, and damn the consequences. I'm Rex Hunt, and this is 3RW Fishing.
And what's left of the audience?